Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started. It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today we're going to share with you a recipe from Stephanie's new book. Stephanie, what are you going to share with us?
Well, I'm so excited, everybody, to share with you a recipe from the new cookbook. This is the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook, where every recipe, you guessed it, is made with 5 main ingredients or less. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
So you're probably wondering what we're going to make, though, right?
Yeah, what are we going to make?
Well, I'm with you that I have such a sweet tooth, and I love desserts, and I know our listeners love desserts. So every time we talk about a low-carb dessert, all our listeners and viewers go crazy. So I thought today I would teach you how to make personal pumpkin pies.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful.
They're going to be delicious. And I get personal. To eat them all. They're personal.
So
it's just for you.
Yeah, I love that. Because if you made the whole traditional pumpkin pie, you'd eat the whole thing.
That's a serious landmine. So seriously, what I found is that by making personal pumpkin pies, like little tiny ones, that way it's just for me. Portion control, like you said, is built in. Oh. And then you can actually enjoy your dessert and know how many net carbs it is, you know, and not feel guilty.
Can you freeze it? Like, you know, make how many ever it makes and then eat one and then freeze the rest?
Yes. I love how you're thinking ahead. Great ideas.
I know.
And it doesn't have to be like Thanksgiving or Christmas or a special occasion. I mean, I personally like desserts like this all the time. So having these ready, like you said, in a Ziploc in your freezer, then you're ready to go whenever you have like a little hankering for a special sweet tooth.
Awesome. And you notice, listeners or viewers, I'm not doing any of the cooking today. I'm so excited. I get to just be fangirling on the outside.
Tamara is the director today because we have a whole lot of fanciness going on. We might, if you're watching this on YouTube, you might notice that there's 3 cameras today. Oh, watch out. Wow. We're getting fancy. Woo, this is going to be over here. I'm kind of spinning it in a circle. This is going to be our recipe cam where I'm putting things like the bowl and the ingredients. That way you can get like a close-up view as to what's going on. So that's what that 3rd camera is all about.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Ready to get started?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, this is a quick one. So we're going to keep this simple and I'll try to stay focused. Okay. So the first thing you want to do, Tamara, I always forget to tell everybody, preheat your oven. Okay, so go over to your oven. And we are going to be preheating it to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's the first thing you have to do. Then you get out all your stuff, because if you don't have a hot oven, what's the point, right?
Right.
And then you taught me this. We always love to talk about our off-brand nonstick cooking sprays. Yeah. But I'm all fancy today with my real Pam, just because, you know, I'm trying to up my game.
And you have silicone, like for the listeners who aren't on video, she's spraying like a muffin pan, but it's a silicone one. Are those a lot better?
These are amazing. I actually use the silicone now for everything. I find it's easier cleanup. And I put it inside my regular muffin tin. I feel like it's more stable that way.
Oh, that's so smart. You know, I would recommend those too, because I like to make the little individual egg omelet thingies, but they're terrible to clean up.
Yeah. This way you can just pop them out, you know, kind of squeeze the bottom like an ice cube, and then they come out a lot easier.
Perfect.
So those are our first steps. Preheat the oven, spray your 12 unit muffin tin, and then you're going to get out all your ingredients to get started.
Okay. And you only have 5.
Well, there's 5 main ingredients for every recipe. And so in the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook, there is a master list, like a very short list of things that I assume that readers and listeners have at home in their kitchen. Like, for example, do you have salt?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not going to like count that as one of my 5, because I feel like that would be a little bit too obvious. So there's a handful of ingredients I assume that most listeners and readers have if they're on a low-carb diet. Some things that they probably already have, like salt. And then I build around that with 5 main ingredients. So it's pretty simple. This is okay. Probably the simplest of all the cookbooks, which is good. Simple is sometimes better.
I know. Right? Yeah. And all your recipe, to be honest with you, all the books are pretty simple to begin with. So this has got to be like,
it's like super ultra simple. It's like the highway to simplicity.
I know. Love it.
Because, you know, if this is an obstacle for you, cooking, baking, meal planning, I'm trying to remove all the barriers for you and make this lifestyle doable, because it is doable for everyone. It's just a matter of kind of figuring out those little tricks that you need to get going.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first ingredient that you need for our personal pumpkin pies is we are going to make the crust. So that's the first process. And with the crust, the first thing you need, I'll put this in front of the camera, is you are going to need 1.5 cups of super fine blanched almond flour. And I like to buy mine at Costco, the Kirkland brand, but there's a ton of choices out there. You buy the one that you like. I do recommend the super fine blanched almond flour as opposed to the regular fine, because it does have less carbs, but you do you. Okay. The next ingredient, tell me if I'm going too fast, Tamara.
No, it's good.
Is 1/2 cup of unsalted butter that has been softened.
And the reason I like unsalted butter is because then you can control how much salt you add in the recipe. If you get salted butter, that's fine. I mean, you can deal with it, but then you'll have to maybe backtrack on how much salt you add later. This way it gives you a little bit more control.
Do you soften it in the microwave or you just leave it out for a little bit?
I do both.
Yeah.
Whatever. Depends on, you know, the weather. Like right
the
now today it's hot.
Is tricky. I'm always overheating it.
And then it like turns into a hot puddle of mess.
Yes.
And that's not good.
One trick I do is, because I have a gas stove, I just set it on the gas stove and it'll soften quicker.
That's a good trick.
Yeah.
Because often I'll put it in the microwave, turn around, and the next thing you know, I forgot to take it out, and then it's a big puddle, and I got to start all over again.
I know.
So not good. Okay, next on our list for our crust of our personal pumpkin pie is 1/2 cup of sugar-free sweetener, and this is zero net carb sweetener of your choice.
Which one are you using?
Well, you know what? Today, I'm not going to tell you what brand or what style, Tamara, because I'm going to keep it a mystery.
Okay. But anyone will work.
Anyone will work. The reason why I'm so afraid to like pigeonhole one when I'm doing cooking shows, because then I feel like everybody in America that's on Dirty Lazy Keto is like, oh, I'm in Canada. I don't have access to that. Or I'm in, you know, Mexico and I'm cooking with you, or in the Czech Republic, which is getting the Dirty Lazy Keto translated, by the way.
Oh, that's so cool.
So Czech Republic, shout out.
Holla.
Holla to the Czech Republic. So I don't want to like, one type of sugar-free sweetener over another, because your community, your pocketbook might dictate which one you choose. And that's okay. And your stomach, like we've talked about our tummies and how sensitive we can be to different sweeteners. And there's one more ingredient, which is 1/4 teaspoon of salt. I kind of talked about that earlier about why we use the unsalted butter. That way you can control the amount of salt. Because some people say, oh, I don't want salt in my diet. I want, you know, I'm a heart patient or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Cut it out.
Then cut it out. You know how to do you. So this is the crust, and we're just going to stir it up until all the ingredients are finely blended.
It looks like right now, it looks like a dough. It's getting kind of doughy. It's PC. Do you stir it till it gets like to one big lump or?
Yeah, we want to stir it till it gets super blended and crumbly, but still kind of moist and movable, right?
Yeah. 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 Like so almost like a, reminds you of like a cookie dough.
Yes. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
And that's where, like you said, if your butter isn't, if it's too runny, this is where you'll have a problem, right? Because then it won't become like the dough consistency that you need for your.
Because as you're stirring it, it's turning into like one big dough lump.
One giant dough lump. It's getting more stiff, right? And that's good.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you want. Like a pie crust.
Just like a pie crust. A personal pumpkin pie crust, if you will.
Yes.
Are you guys so excited that there's a recipe cam? Because this is tickling me pink.
It's awesome.
I feel very fancy. It's like we're Rachel Ray.
I know. Look at us.
We're moving up, people. Next thing you know, there might be like people with lights.
Oh, I know.
Directors. I'm hoping someone helps me with the dishes. That's what I really want. Okay.
We need to get one of those little snappy, what do you call those little director things?
Cut. Yeah. 1, 2. And then when Tamara and I say inappropriate things, I can just slice it out. Because Lord knows I might need that once in a while.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get my muffin tin back on track. This is the one I've already sprayed with nonstick cooking spray. And now that my dough is finished, I'm going to go ahead and divide this equally. Okay. I'm going to divide it equally into 12 muffin tins.
So this makes 12. Wow.
This makes 12. That's a serious amount of personal pumpkin pies.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like it would fit 12, but you don't put a lot in each one then, I'm assuming.
Here's what's the fun part is after we divide it into the 12 muffin cups, we're going to use our thumbs and press to make like a bird's nest shape in each one.
Oh, okay.
So I got to focus here while I do my dividing.
Okay. You divide
I don't want to mess up. So I took my dough, I divided it in half, right? Okay. So that's what, 6 and 6?
Yeah.
You're with me?
Yes. Gotcha.
The math is getting complicated. Okay, now I'm going to divide each half again.
Okay.
So what's that going to be?
Right.
3, 6, 9, and 12?
Yeah. 3, 6, 9, 12, yeah.
Okay, so each one of these has to make 3.
Okay.
Do you see how casual I did that? There was no measuring. Yeah. There's no stress.
Just eyeballing it.
Yeah. This is dirty, lazy keto. I don't want people to get so caught up in being perfect. Isn't that what kind of prevents us all from being cooks, you know?
Yes.
We all think we have to be like those people on TV that are so fabulous. But we forget they have assistants and helpers and
food stylists.
And they, you know, spray the food with paint and weird things to make it perfect. We're not like that.
No, this is real.
This is real, people. This is what it's like in my kitchen. I was thinking this morning, like, hey, should I get out my paint and try to fix my chipped cabinets? I'm all, no, I don't think so. It's more exciting this way.
Yeah.
You can see what it's really like.
So you divided them into 12 pieces and then now you're putting each piece in the silicone baking muffin pan.
Thank you, Tamara.
Yes. Just so our audio people can know what's
going on.
Follow
along. I appreciate that.
So it's like a little, I would say it ends up being like a teaspoon maybe size.
You know, I'm not going to commit to that because I don't know.
No, but just for
I can measure it if you want at the end. Why don't I do that? I just say in the cookbook, I say measure it into 12 equal parts. And then if one blob looks bigger than another, I just take a little bit away.
There you go.
I'm very formal. See, as I'm kind of redistributing right now, so it all kind of looks pretty close. I realize that's stressful for some people, though. I want to admit that that's not maybe a perfect baking method. You could probably measure it out.
Well, some people need the exact, they're a little scared to do it, you know, without an exact measurement.
You could do that.
Okay.
So you could be more exact. You could measure it out. But I just want to instill some confidence that dividing the dough kind of willy-nilly, it works too.
Yeah. It makes it look homemade too. Like,
it's still fabulous.
Yes. So now you put them, the little pieces in each of the bottom of the cup. And then now you're going through and using your thumbs and like
using my thumbs, making like a bird's nest shape. I'm just kind of pushing it down because you've already done your nonstick spray.
And the bird's nest is kind of fills up half the cup.
Sure.
Or does it go all the way to the top?
I'd say, you're totally right. It fills up about halfway. Okay. And you're making like a nice little boat because that's where we're going to put our pumpkin pie filling.
Okay.
So this is a fun thing to do. And if you have kids around or grandkids, this is, you know, they love getting their hands involved and being their little fingers pushing stuff. And it gives you that feeling like you're making cookies. You know, I used to make a lot of cookies after school, Tamara, and then I would eat all the dough when I was you know, almost 300 pounds. That was my after school snack is I would just make a dessert like cookies or pie or something and then just eat all the batter cake. Am I alone? No, I figured if it didn't cook and didn't come out of the oven and no one saw it, it was like an imaginary experience that didn't matter. No one knew.
You convince yourself it's one teaspoon.
No, it really wasn't. It was like 10. It was like a cup.
Been there.
Done that. 4 decades. Thank you very much. Yeah. But this is a lot more fun. That way, when you get that hankering, were you going to compliment my beautiful cups?
I know. You're almost done. That didn't take that long, actually.
No, it just took a second, right?
Yeah.
And you were making fun of me. You said they were going to look homemade. What did that mean?
That's a compliment. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't want something to look too perfect, right?
Okay. I'm going to go with that, Tamara.
All right.
I'm just jealous that I'm all dirty over here and you're chilling.
I'm loving this. Like,
just this is the best cooking show ever.
Isn't it?
For Tamara.
That's hard work for me.
She's exhausted. Well, the best part is, Tamara, when these are done, I'm going to bring you some.
Oh, yay.
That way you can actually enjoy them.
I know.
I don't want you to be all sad over there. When they come out the oven, I will bike them to your house. That way you'll have some fun to eat. Okay.
I'm not going
to
stop you.
You're not going to talk me out of that, are you?
No.
So as you can see on our fun recipe cam, for those of you watching, the recipe is now ready to go, right? There's 12 little cups. Mm-hmm. They're all full with my little bird's nest that I just pushed with my thumb. It was super easy. Nothing fancy. No formal measuring. It looks nice and homemade per Tamara. And now I'm going to put this in the oven. So again, we preheated our oven at 425 degrees Fahrenheit, and we'll be putting it in the oven for approximately 9 to 10 minutes until the edges start to brown.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds so here good. We go. Let's do it. Ooh, it's hot.
Will it get crumbly, or does it get crunchy, or how does it? Well, I guess you'll show us, but
we're going to find out.
Okay.
I didn't want to forget to set the timer and start talking to you.
Yeah.
Because this happens to me. One of my tricks when I'm cooking is that I set multiple timers. That way I don't mess up. So I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
Hey Siri, set a 9-minute timer.
Okay. 9 minutes and counting.
Thank you, Siri. Because you know what I mean? Like one goes off and then I'll put one on the microwave and then the kids come in and use the microwave and then that stops working. And I'm like, dang it. I have no idea what's happening.
I love your Siri. You have the male. I have the female British Siri.
Oh.
Who did you
have? I like a little culture in my life. It's a young man.
Too.
He's very handsome. He talks to me all day long. So now that that's cooking, Tamara, we're going to go ahead and work on the filling for our miniature personal pumpkin pies. So we're going to need you to get a medium-sized bowl. I'm going to reach over here. And for this one, I'm going to be using my mixer. So I'll go ahead and show you my medium-sized bowl. I'll be using my mixer if you want to get that out. And then let me grab my ingredients.
Okay. Now you have the fancy, I forget the name of those mixers, but can you use a hand mixer?
You can use whatever you got. And if you don't have a fancy mixer or an electric mixer, you can, of course, use the old-fashioned mixer.
Elbow grease.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you can use, I like the beaters, the plug-in ones. That way you can lick the beaters. Yeah. Right. Let's be honest. That's why I do it. I always volunteered to do that when my mom was cooking. Did you?
Right. Okay. So we got the mixer.
Okay. So we got our mixer. We're going to work on our filling while our little crusts are in the oven. And the first ingredient you need is 3/4 cup. I'm going to show that right there. 3/4 cup of 100% pumpkin puree. And I want to show you what the can looks like. There's a lot of different pumpkin stuff at the store. And this is the one that I purchased. Okay. Do you see how it says 100% puree pumpkin?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll find a can and it says pumpkin pie filling or something similar.
No.
Yeah. No. That has sugar in it. That's like pre-sugarized pumpkin pie stuff or something. I don't know. I don't know what's in there, but don't buy that one. And you can make it yourself. You can puree your own pumpkin, but it's a total pain. I don't recommend it.
No. No, I don't either. I tried it once.
I did too. It was stupid. It took my whole afternoon. And I'm like, it tastes the same, people, as the can.
Yes.
So go ahead and take a shortcut.
That's a Libby's pumpkin, but there are other brands too. I think Swanson's and I don't know.
Buy whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever's available. Plug that in. And that was, like you said, 3/4 cup, 100% pumpkin puree.
Okay.
And the next ingredient, I forgot to get out. So I'm going to open up my fridge. I knew I had to wait on this one because it was the heavy whipping cream. I didn't want it to sit out all morning.
Yes.
So I was getting prepared earlier.
Right.
So the next ingredient is heavy whipping cream, and you're going to want 1/4 cup. So I'll show this on the little camera. I spilled, Tamara.
Now, see, we see your spills because we have
no.
the camera.
You see my problem area here. I spilled. Oh, no. Secrets are out. And the next ingredient is going to be 3 tablespoons of 3 tablespoons of sugar-free sweetener. So whatever sugar of your choice that you like to use. We talked about that earlier. So again, that's 3 tablespoons. And you're just going to go ahead and be dumping that into your mixing bowl. Your next ingredient is 1 large egg. Uh-oh. Woo! You're seeing all my mistakes with my recipe cam. This is serious.
But it all goes in one bowl, which is nice.
It all goes in the same bowl. So if you're listening on audio, I just dropped my eggshell. Big deal. Pick it out.
No big deal. Less mess. Maybe one bowl, yeah.
That's a good trick. Mm-hmm. Next ingredient is 1 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. And I love to use spice blends. I feel like those are a great time-saving hack as opposed to having to buy each ingredient separately and measure it and then it doesn't taste right. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Just go to the pumpkin pie spice blend.
Yeah.
Easier. And then we're going to do 1/4 teaspoon salt.
Okay.
Again, if you don't want salt in your diet, then don't put it in there. Next up is 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla. And Tamara taught us to use the good vanilla.
Yeah, much better.
No, don't be cheapy on the vanilla.
Yeah.
Then you can use less, Tamara taught us. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And that's it for our ingredients for our filling. Isn't that simple?
Easy peasy. Yeah.
Did you know that's the subtitle of the new cookbook?
No, I didn't.
It really is. That's hilarious. No, it's the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook 100. Easy peasy recipes, low in carbs, big on flavor.
Nice.
I love that expression, easy peasy.
Yeah. And so then you just blend that up for how long?
We're going to blend it up just until it's smooth.
Okay.
Forgive me for turning my back to you. I always like to pause and scrape the sides down while I'm blending to make sure everything gets in there.
And then when you take the pie crust out, is it okay that you put it in a hot pie crust or does it have to cool down?
Nope. Nice. I might cool it a little bit.
Okay.
So you don't burn your fingers off. See, now you get to lick the beaters like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
This is a very important step.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me put that in the recipe book though.
I know.
My publisher said we had to draw the line somewhere to Stephanie's bad humor.
I know.
Well, seriously, though, I mean, we can't take all this cooking so seriously. We have to have a little fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now I'm just going to wait a few minutes for our crust to come out the oven. So why don't we just take a short commercial break, shall we?
So, hey, Stephanie, show us what the batter looks like in the fancy cam.
Yeah, let me put this under the fancy recipe cam. And then also, Tamara, I just heard the bell ring. So it's been about between nine and 10 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and pull out our crust.
The batter looks just like pumpkin pie batter. Same consistency, same color, everything.
That's because it is, Tamara.
I know. I'm just trying to describe it to the audio people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. Now, before I forget, this is an important step before I show you the batter or the crust or anything. Before we move on, we need to drop the temperature of the oven now to 350. Don't let me forget that.
Then you might have some burned.
Right. So the reason why is the crust cooks at a higher temperature really quickly, but then the custard is going to need a lower, slower temperature to cook and set.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you got to look at the pumpkin pie insides, and you can see, like Tamara said, it looks just like pumpkin pie. That comment made me laugh. I was teasing you. It is pumpkin pie. It's just a personal pumpkin pie made without sugar and without white flour, all the stuff that gives us problems, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to slide these underneath the camera so you can get a look. And you can see the edges are nice and toasty brown. And they're all perfectly homemade in shape. Perfectly homemade.
Yeah. They're
fabulous.
Yeah.
So now we're going to use our ice cream scoop.
Okay.
I like to do this because I feel like it makes a little bit less mess when I'm filling batter. And again, we're going to just do equal amounts to all of the 12 cups.
Okay.
So there's no measuring. Don't be stressed out.
Does it fill it to the rim or just below the rim? Or
we're going to find out.
Okay. But one scoop is about right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use the scoop to fill.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll just see how it works. Okay. Again, Tamara, dirty, lazy keto. Tamara's pushing me to measure everything. I'm not like that because I just feel like it slows me down. It stresses me out. Then what if I mess up? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm just more casual and I feel like the food tastes just as good. I don't need to have it all perfect.
Yeah.
And
I hear your bird.
Oh, you hear the birds? I know.
Yes.
They want to participate. I think I have the dog put away, but I forgot about the birds.
Yeah, the little you have parakeets, right?
I have two little parakeets and they love chit chat and noise and singing.
They're enjoying the show.
They're having a good time.
Yeah.
They smell the good food.
Yeah. Now, for those of you on audio, she's scooping it each one and it's not filling it to the top. It's like
a pumpkin pie. Doesn't it look like a miniature pumpkin pie? And I'm going to go back if needed and add more. It really does. It looks like exactly like a teeny tiny personal pumpkin pie. And, you know, we can move things around if need be.
Yeah, just to even it out.
Right. I've learned, too, that sometimes your ingredients stretch out more than you anticipate. Like, for example, if you pack your almond flour versus not packing it when you make a scoop in a cup.
Yeah.
That might affect how much crust you make. So that's why I kind of like this method of just.
So start small and then you can always move it around if you end up with leftover batter.
Scoop it around. I still have quite a bit here. Now at this point, you might think, well, I like, you know, pecans on my pumpkin pie, or I like walnuts, or I like whatever in your family. This would be a great opportunity for you to maybe decorate it as you or your family tradition likes to do it. Now, I was limited by my 5-ingredient rule, so I didn't get too fancy with my decorations. I just left it simple.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to add pecans or do
You could do
like
one pecan half on the top.
Yeah, like make it look kind of
really,
clever.
Really cute.
This is another reason why you're not supposed to eat all the batter. Then you don't make enough food. Has that ever happened to you? Where you're like, oh, it's supposed to make 24 cookies and it makes like 6.
Yeah.
You're all, why?
And then it messes up your carb count. Like if you're
totally
going by the carb count on the recipe, then you kind of need to make sure you get 12.
Yeah. That'll help. That'll help prevent the crazy snacking while preparing.
And I'm such a cheater too. I'll like, oh, it's 10. It's fine.
And then you're like, your bird's nests are all empty. So I just kind of move it around so it looks pretty.
I'm tempted to put a no sugar chocolate chip right in the middle.
Ooh.
I know. I wonder if that'd be good.
I don't know.
Have to try that.
You can decorate yours. You could do a little dollop of real whipping cream when you serve of course.
Yes.
And you're having looking on the camera?
These would be a nice party food, don't you think?
I do. They're perfect for a buffet. You can use your finger if you need to.
Because you just,
How does that look to you on camera?
It looks great.
It looks pretty fancy.
A little miniature.
It looks like a miniature pumpkin pie. Is it not the cutest thing you've ever seen in your whole life?
Yeah, very
it's
cute.
A personal pumpkin pie. But you can see here that I just randomly kind of used my scoop and just filled a little bit in each one until they were all equal amounts. I didn't get all stressed out about the exact amount. And, you know, they're roughly pretty close. There we go.
And then you put it back in the oven?
Yep. So we're going to stick it back in the oven. Let me wipe my hands because everyone's already seen me licking my fingers today. That's that's a little tacky, Stephanie. I don't know if Tamara wants to eat it after that. So now I'm going to return these to the oven and bake them at 350 degrees. And remember what I said, slow and low. It'll be 27 to 30 minutes before they're done.
Okay.
And you'll be able to tell by using a little toothpick that will go in and out and slide clean when it's finished.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and put these in the oven before we sign off. And remember, always set multiple timers.
And with the magic of YouTube, we'll get
Hey, Siri, set a 27-minute timer.
We'll get to show the finished project.
Yeah, so by the magic of YouTube and the internet and Zoom, thanks to all these fabulous techniques, in just a few minutes, we'll speed up time and be able to show it to you. But in the meanwhile, I just want to encourage everybody to order, if they haven't already, their copy of the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook by Stephanie Laska and William Laska, my husband. And there's 100 brand new recipes. These are no repeats. I keep getting asked that question, and I'm like so offended. I'm like, no repeats, people. These are brand new ingredients, brand new stories, you know, brand new encouragement and keto lifestyle tips to help you lose weight. Just like I lost 140 pounds, I want to help support you on your journey. And that's why I keep trying to come up with new things to keep you motivated. So check out your copy today. Order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, through a local bookstore. And then hopefully soon, when it's out and about, it'll be at retail stores like Target or Walmart or places like that. So more information, you can always go to dirtylazyketo.com, and it will be available in paperback and ebook. Okay, well, it has been, I don't know, 27, 30 minutes. All my timers are going off, so I better pull out my personal pumpkin pies for the oven, and then we'll check for doneness. So here we go. Woo! My house smells like Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, look at that.
Those look beautiful.
So pretty.
So fancy. 12 miniature pumpkin pies. I'll put them under the camera so everybody can see how fabulous they look. Can you believe that? They turned out pretty darn good, if I say so myself.
It is so cute.
Ooh. And they'll be really easy to pop out using like a large spoon, right? And then you can serve them on a platter or one person per pie, however you choose to do it. But I hope you enjoyed our episode today, cooking with Stephanie and Tamara and making a recipe from the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.